So what is a chaplain? Was Jesus a chaplain? In today's context, a chaplain provides spiritual care in many settings: hospitals, long-term care facilities, military bases, prisons, funeral homes, and hospice. And as I said earlier, Mr. Rogers reminds us to look for those helpers. In times of distress, chaplains often provide more than spiritual care. They provide comfort through silence, compassion through listening, and sometimes just sitting in silence. God gave us the ability to start congregations, but we must remember our congregations and buildings belong to God, and we must use them to serve God and follow in Christ's mission. In baptism, we are not called to serve ourselves, but to serve others. It is often a temptation of Christians to be so amazed by the good work that God has done in our lives that we don't look beyond our own success. That inwardly looking ministry is a problem, though. It does not align with Christ, and not aligning with Christ, it loses the strength and vitality that Christ brings to ministry and to faith itself. We are called to go out into the world and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, but not in a way that forces our beliefs on others, but in a humble and silent way, much like Jesus, the ultimate chaplain. Chaplains meet people where they are in life. That could be at the bedside of a loved one who is dying, or after a devastating disaster where someone loses everything they own, or even a bus hut in a major city. Chaplains are not just there for the sad and hurt, but also to celebrate joys in life, such as a child being born, and even in the joy that comes from death. And you may be wondering, joy and death? Yeah. There is joy in the resurrection. We can find hope that someone's suffering is no longer. Chaplains are there in those times of need to help friends and families get through hard times and to help them not feel discouraged. In the second letter to the Thessalonians, Paul reminds us to comfort our hearts and strengthen them because our Lord Jesus Christ and God gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace. If you don't know, I'm a hospital chaplain with Inova Health, and I often get asked, well, let me preface this. I do chaplaincy at nights and weekends. Most of those calls are death-related. So I often get asked, why is this happening? Why is God doing this? The short answer, and what I say in my head, is I don't know because I'm not God. But what I say to them and I say to you, God's solutions are God's solutions and not ours. We pray for something, and often God gives us something totally different. Often I hear friends and family of a patient at the hospital praying for their loved ones to get better when death is nearing, or they flat out deny that their loved one is nearing death. That is our solution and our own selfish prayer. God's solution is to help alleviate the pain and suffering our loved one is enduring by bringing them home to the heavenly banquet to join all the saints that have gone before us. God offers strength and endurance in to live the days and months and years ahead after tragedy. It won't be easy, but with God, we can get through tough times. Chaplains offer compassionate living and listening and hopefully consoling words to those who feel abandoned by God and Jesus, but we must always remember that God and Jesus are always present, even when it feels like they're not. 2 years ago, this past October, when I got the phone call that my sister was hospitalized and intubated, I quickly packed clothes and stuff for my dog and drove to Indiana overnight. When I arrived at the hospital the next day, I walked into her ICU room. I knew she wasn't going to live. I knew that not because I'm a doctor, but because I'm a chaplain who sees these kind of calls. But what I experienced with friends and family is in the days ahead at the hospital were a lot of prayers according to their own solution, wanting Stephanie to wake up. She was not going to wake up. I knew that. The medical staff knew that. But it was hard for others to acknowledge it and come to terms with it. Again, we must let God do what God does, even if it's hard. So why am I talking about chaplains? Besides being a part-time chaplain at Inova, I also work with the ELCA Chaplain Corps. The Chaplain Corps is comprised of roughly 750 ordained pastors and deacons serving outside the walls of the parish, in hospitals, nursing homes, military bases, funeral homes, all across the world. Please pray for our chaplains throughout the world. We are living in a time of uncertainty. Our chaplains are often alone in their ministry, serving people they don't know and are often gone within days. We're all called to be messengers of the gospel in our own words and deeds, but a special calling is placed upon those who feel God saying, you can minister to people in difficult times. Will you join me in a prayer for chaplains? Let us pray. Glorious God, you call us to love and to serve not only with words, but also in presence and actions. Lord, you surround us completely in time, in space, and in spirit. No matter where we go, you journey with us and use us to reveal your grace and mercy. Amid times of trial, we pause to lift those who serve as chaplains, whether they serve in the military, healthcare, hospice, palliative care, prisons, with first responders in commercial industry or another institutional setting. Guide and protect them and magnify your grace through them. Through your chaplains, open the eyes of those who fail to see your presence. Though your chaplains encourage souls overcome with fear and worry. Through your chaplains, refresh those wearied from devotion to the works of healing, protecting, providing, and defending. Through your chaplains, give hope during joy and sorrow, chaos and calm, success and failure, rest and exhaustion. Provide your chaplains with endurance and protect them when they serve in heart-wrenching, anxious, and dangerous places. Give your chaplains wisdom to know when to be socially distant and when to be physically present, always connected to the precious soul you have placed in their path. Lord, provide your chaplains with words of comfort and truth, whether they sit beside families of loved ones, staff of institutions, or leaders of people. May they pour out the peace that comes only from you. Encourage your chaplains to embrace their significance as they help all people overcome challenges. Embolden chaplains to persevere in their essential calling. And gracious God, we give thanks for chaplains. In your most holy name we pray. Amen.